What's up, Atlanta? Happy Wednesday with Turtle. That's right, oh. Just one. Put them up. Just one tonight, as we are here for a good time, not a long time. So let's go. 404-726-0929. Tell me if you heard this one before, Oren. I heard something that an Atlanta Falcons coach said today, and it really irked me. So we're going to play it, and then we're going to hear from you. Oh, we've only done this act 7, 8, 9, 10 times already this season. Because between Zach Robinson and Ulbrich and Morris and Fontenot, they can really drive you up a wall sometimes. And Raheem Morris did just that today. I believe Raheem Morris exposed himself today. And no, not like that. I believe that Raheem Morris exposed himself today. I believe he showed the fatal flaw in his leadership style. I believe that he showed the fatal flaw in his coaching style. And I'm going to let you hear this clip, and then I'm going to take your calls and ask you if you agree with me. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. This was Raheem Morris earlier today meeting the media, addressing being the shield for his players when they need to be blamed.
I love taking the bullets from my guys. I do. And like that'll never change, right? Like it's like when a guy makes a mistake, what can I do better to help him? That's the way we look at it as coaches. That's the way they look at it as players. And that's completely fine. Like, you know, there is an accountability to all of us. And we all have that accountability in this game. We're entertainers. And our job is to go entertain. But at the same time, like finger pointing and absolutely being honest with each other is two different things. And like I always be honest, I'm never going to point fingers.
Why not? Coach, you're 4-8. Give your players some necessary grief once in a while, will you? 404-726-0929. My God. My God. That quote hit me like a ton of bricks. Raheem, it's go time, buddy. Jobs are on the line. You just heard Mike Bell ask him a very, very good. That took some you-know-what from Mike to ask that question. That was a great job out of him. He was just like, rah. I mean, where you're at right now, what do you need to do to keep your job, buddy? And Rob was just like, well, he said the diplomatic thing. Well, you know, you got to take it one week at a time. You got to approach this thing the right way. There's not, you know, there's only so much I can do. I got to keep the outside noise outside, yada, yada, yada. He said what he needed to say. He didn't crumble. Good job out of him. Good job out of both of them. Good job for Mike Bell asking him, and good job for Raheem not either, you know, going over the top rope, how dare you, or anything like that. So that was a good job out of both of them. But this quote, oh my Lord, Ra, you have said some things that have caught my eye and caught my ire this season, ladies and gentlemen, but this one might take the cake. You love taking the bullets for your guys? How do they learn? How do they get better? If you're there to say everything's all right, I am not naive either. Do not come on this show and hit me with, well, Turtle, you don't know what happens behind the scenes. I get it. But from a front-facing public persona messaging standpoint, how weak does that make the infrastructure of this thing look? So weak. The players need to be held accountable in the worst way possible. If I'm Jamal Agnew, I am getting my rear end chewed out after that game, rightfully so. Listen, I'm not saying do it in a degrading way, in a demeaning way, in a way that's personal, but damn sure make them know that they screwed up, and they screwed up in the worst way possible. You agree with me? 404-726-0929. Or am I making too much out of this? I couldn't believe that when I heard that today. We're 12 games into this thing, and you're admitting that you love being up there, standing next to the shrapnel that belongs to the players and your staff? Rah, that just ain't it, my man. Like, we got to pass the torch when it needs to be passed. You're going to catch on fire, my man. You're holding it too long. You got to pass that thing. Maybe to the left-hand side, Oren. Oh, that's how I feel right now, man. I just need to calm down. But I don't think so. I think we've reached a point with this thing where it's just like, How can it get any worse? That's how it can get worse. The head coach comes out today and says to the assembled media, I love taking the bullets for my guys. That's great. But when you're 4-8 and things have gone horribly, inexplicably wrong, there needs to be proper accountability placed on all parties involved. You can't just sit there and say, it's off me. You have to be able to get the messaging through to your players that this ain't working, pal. You need to be better. Kyle Pitts, why did you do that last week and not all season? Why? Explain it to me. What's going on? Is it an effort thing? Is it a playbook memorizing thing? What do we need? And I know he said it in the quote, you know, I'm there to be a vessel to help you and try to make you better. Okay, but sometimes a little spanking needs to happen. You can't always do it with a hug and a sit them down and you wipe the tears from their eyes. It's okay. It's not okay. You're 4-8. You're 4-8. You are awful. You have missed the objective again. Playoff mandates be damned. Those are way out the window now. Forget it. The whole thing's a house of cards. It collapsed. And you're going to tell me that you love to stand up there and take the shrapnel? No, coach. You need to lay into these guys. I know it's not your persona, and that's fine. But you have to be able to tap into that when it's necessary. It's not always, let's sit down, you know, across the table from each other and come up with a healthy compromise. It's the NFL. You have to coach hard sometimes. And I'm not saying he never does. But for that to be the messaging to the fan base, again, it's just the latest example of the wrong note. If we're playing a song here, we have been off key the entire season. It's been pitchy. And that's with a P. It's been pitchy the entire time. And it's not getting better. And today, in my example, or in my opinion, was the example, the latest one, of how this thing has just been off. The messaging off. Clearly, in my opinion, the coaching style and the coaching tactics off. Again, if I'm Jamal Agnew, if I'm, you know, these guys that are being thrust into these positions, I get it. But you have to be able to make the plays when they count. If I'm Darnell Mooney, if I'm Kyle Pitts, thank you. If I'm David Sills, I would have gotten an ass chewing from Raheem. And even if he did, don't hide it. I want you to let us know. I want to know what's going on with you, man. What's going on with your team? Don't be afraid to say that you needed to lay the hammer down, because that's your job as the head coach. You don't need to do it every week, and you don't need to do it to be fake. But what you do need to do is read the room, understand the moment, and most importantly, something you have failed to do, understand your fan base. And I really think that's what it's come down to. He has put up a thick wall between himself and the fan base, and it is coming back to roost. And I thought today's comment was the latest example of that. I got till 7 o'clock to take your calls. I see you filling up the lines. Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, with you till 7. I could use some cake by the ocean, Oren, after listening to this pap today from Atlanta Falcons head coach Raheem Morris. I mean, how many times can you miss the mark in a press conference? It really is pretty crazy. There's just been so many times this season, I feel like the notes have just been so off. We're singing a different tune, man. We're staring at the same picture, seeing two completely different things. I mean, to say you like taking the bullets for your guys, I understand, but where's the personal accountability? Where's making it known that you're the guy that's in charge and you're going to institute a level of discipline and a level of consistency and a level of professionalism that needs to be respected? And I just didn't get that messaging once again today. What do you think? 404-726-0929. I see the lines are jammed. Going to get right to them. Just want to remind you to join the morning shift every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo Morgan will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes. And you could share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. That's the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steve leads us off. Steve, what are we thinking?
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, it's all good. I know your phone lines are jammed, and I'm happy to buy your lunch sometime at a place of your choosing and spend some time talking about this. I'll give you the cliff notes. I'm a 1966 11-year-old boy Falcons fan, and even as a kid, I realized the owner, Rankin Smith, and this has happened throughout the years, puts a few marquee players in to put butts in the sinks and in the seat. And being a business owner, I know there's sometimes you need to show a loss. Fast forward to today, the question you're asking, that's exactly what's going on now. I've withheld my opinion about Arthur Blank until now. They hired Raw to do exactly what he just did. I'm a retired Army officer. I took the heat for my soldiers. That's what Raw is doing. That's why they hired him. And it goes no further than that. I'd love to expand on that with you. I'll buy lunch.
Yeah, Steve, appreciate it. And thanks for serving our country. Always appreciate the men and women that serve calling in. Call up anytime. I'm not a cheap date, Oren. That's, I'm a big guy. I do enjoy my food and my beverage. 404-726-0929. But why is he doing that? You know what the problem is, Steve? He's doing it because he can't fix it. Because if he could fix it, he'd fix it. He's doing it because that's to use an Army reference, that's the last line of defense. That's his last line of defense before he's out of rope and out of a job. Jose is up next. Jose.
Okay, thanks for taking my call. So he said he's in the entertainment business. Well, why not just entertain us for the rest of the season? They're not making the playoffs. I'd like to see the second string offensive and defensive linemen line up to run down and tackle the guy after they've scored, because they've given up 85-yard returns twice. So how could they not go bad with a bunch of big guys who want to hit somebody? And I think they should just have fun for the rest of the season, and you should calm down a little bit so you don't have a heart attack. I've had two heart surgeries, and let me tell you, this team, the season's over, so why don't they just do some experimentation? Have a guest coach come in, or have a cheerleader tryout.
No, Jose, I appreciate it. I get it. I get the tongue in cheek of it. I understand what you're saying. Oren, did I sound like I was about to keel over? I thought I sounded pretty. I was passionate, but I wasn't like the blood vessels coming out of my in my neck were the veins bulging out. I didn't think we reached to that level, because I don't think I have that. You know what the thing is, though? I don't have that level in me anymore. I'm just frustrated. Like, today's comments just make me so damn frustrated. And I thought Jose was being serious at first, which he clearly was not. And, to his point about the backups, Jamal Agnew, sit your butt down. We're going to put somebody in that knows how to catch a punt and catch a kickoff return. Sorry. Even if they make less money than you, that's not what's important right now. I need to find out the guys that are trench guys that are going to be here for the long haul. That's what I need to find. And me covering up the bullets, like Raheem Morris said today, that doesn't help the problem. DJ is up next. DJ.
Today, Raheem Morris is who he is. Look at his records. He's 22 games under 500 as a coach. He's not capable of getting us where we need to be. If we look at New England as an example, that's a prime example of coaching and having the right players in place. The thing is, we got the right players. And if we look at six games on this schedule, the six games we could have won. But this coach plays favorites. There's literally guys on the practice squad that are better than the guys that start. Like David Seal, if we wanted to take Raheem Morris seriously, 2 years ago when Koo couldn't kick field goals, he shouldn't even make the team. But we literally have a guy, Lenny Craig, on the practice squad that can kick 60-yard field goals. Send a message. Gonzalez missed one. Give Craig a chance. Okay, David Seals, you missed the catch. Go ahead and give Chris Blair or Nick Nash a chance. There's people on the practice squad that's better. But this guy plays favorites. I'll be happy when he's out of town. All we need is a coach. And my question, Turtle, to you is, who do you go get? I like Mike McCarthy if he's available. Super Bowl winning coach. Who do we go get, Turtle?
Yep, appreciate the phone call. You nailed it. That's my guy. My guy is Mike McCarthy. I've said it a couple of times now. And I'll reiterate the reason why. Is it the sexiest hire you can make? Absolutely not. Is it the most inspired rah-rah hire you can make? Absolutely not. But guys, we have that right now, and it is not working. What Mike McCarthy brings you? Stability. He comes in, he cleans up the mess, he gets rid of the noise, gets rid of all the distraction, and he wins football games. Is he going to win us a Super Bowl? No, probably not. He won one on the back of an MVP, Aaron Rodgers. But you know what he did do? Win 12 games 3 years in a row with the Cowboys just a couple of seasons ago. How nice would that be, everybody? Could you imagine this team winning 12 games? You know what, Oren? I literally can't, and that's a huge problem. I can't imagine it. I haven't seen it. I just hit my five-year anniversary here in Atlanta. Yet to see a winning season. A winning season. Not one since I've been here. Mike McCarthy, to me, is the guy. 404-726-0929. Kevin's up next. Kevin.
Hey, good evening. I think it's not about, you know, how he answered the question. It's about really going back to the interview process. You and I both know he assured Mr. Blank that he was ready day one for the job. What we're witnessing right now is someone that's on training wheels that's trying to figure out how to be a head coach. And we're seeing it before our very eyes. The Atlanta fan base.
But how could you still be on training wheels when you've coached 50 games in the NFL? Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. He false advertisement. Maybe he thought himself, within himself, that he was ready for the job. But it's obvious the poor decisions he's made. How he looks totally lost on the sidelines, the lack of accountability that you're referencing, everything that involves leadership, not just being a player's coach and everyone liking you and calling you Coach Rye, et cetera. It's that being respected and feared to know that, hey, you know, I'm not going to take this crap and give me your best. The NFL, yes, it's a very, very competitive league where everyone comes with almost equal talent. And what's going to separate the Ben Johnsons and the Mike Vrabel that the fans are experiencing success immediately in other markets is the fact that they hold their players accountable. And they've proven it. And we just don't have a guy who is ready for the job, and we're seeing it right now. And Arthur Blank is going to have to get a new set of advisors when making the next call. He's going to have to let go of the Rich McKay's, et cetera. He's got to get football people. I don't care if it has to be Bill Parcells to help him throughout the process, someone who knows football. This is the guy you need. Go and get him. And that's what we need for Arthur Blank and for the Falcons fan base, because this is not working.
No, it's not. And I appreciate the phone call, Kevin. Good stuff. I wish. I just don't, based on what we've seen and what we know, it just doesn't seem like the last part of your request there, Kevin, is going to happen anytime soon. Unless the Falcons, you know, win one or two more games the rest of the way, and Arthur Blank just gets sick of it and says, I'm not wasting any more time, and he totally cleans house. I could see a world in which that happens. Listen, you know, there's a window here in which needs to be operated within. And right now, with the way things are going, that window is going to shut firmly. JT is up next. JT.
Hey, Turtle. I think what Ra was saying, I mean, I could be wrong, is just he's kind of like, as a manager, I've been trained to, you know, you praise in public, discipline in private. But like you're saying, I don't think he's even disciplining in private, because some of these guys should have been benched. And as far as, like the last caller said, as far as cleaning house and bringing somebody else in, I think what they need to get rid of is what's been affectionately referred to by Dukes and Bell, the Falcons way, where they won't bring anybody in that might cause a little bit of controversy. It's like they're scared of bringing somebody in that might cause controversy. And I think they need to get over that before they can hire a good coach.
Well, JT, I'll tell you this, and thanks for the call. They need a little bit of damn controversy right now. How about that? Shake it up a little bit. Come on now. It's not working. It hasn't worked, and it's not working. Got to try something different. Oren, before we go to break, what's the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Your calls are next. Last chance for romance here on a fast-moving hour. Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle with you until the top of the hour. Hawks pregame comes your way then. Big O just told me Jalen Johnson out tonight. He's got a banged-up calf, giving that one a rest after getting into a knock situation in the last game against Detroit. But we're talking Falcons with you at 404-726-0929. Raheem Morris, I just thought again today, missed the mark with his comments. It gives off that there's not the level of discipline, of accountability, of maturity, of making sure that every single I is dotted and T is crossed by the players. And I think you've seen time and time again, special teams was the highlight last week, that's what happens. The Jets players said they knew where to run. They knew where to run against you. They could see the gaps unfolding before them. Inacceptable. And somehow Marquise Williams is still here. Don't understand it. James leads us off. James.
Hey, Turtle. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Look, man, hear the comments about the comments. I think the reason why he couldn't get on those players is because it was like an 80-20 deal. And 80 is coaching. So the players, you know, they made mistakes because they didn't have anybody to, you know, I know you learned some of this stuff in college, but sometimes you have to iterate stuff, you know. And then the comment about he's in the entertainment business, I don't see nothing entertaining about a losing season. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, James. I think he just meant that he's in the business of, you know, making sure that he has to try to do his best to put the best, most entertaining product on the field. I hope that's what he meant. But, it's just another example, James, of him not reading the room, not connecting with his fan base. And again, he's really gone out of his way, said it frankly, flatly, about, you know, that's for y'all. That's for y'all in terms of emotion, in terms of passion, in terms of concern. But how could you not be concerned? How could you not be passionate? How could you not be emotional at 4-8? How could you not be? 404-726-0929 is the number if you want to jump in. 404-726-0929. Appreciate everybody who's called in the program so far. We got a couple of minutes left here to take your calls. 404-726-0929. I just feel like at the end of the day, what it ultimately comes down to is this season was filled with hope. This season was filled with potentially ending the 7-year drought. This season was filled with promise of a young quarterback. This season was filled with promise of a young, talented defense. And that part they did hold their end of the bargain to, because we know that Walker and Pierce and Watts and Bowman, when he gets back, they're all the real deal. But the rest of it, nah. It's been a flop. It's been a disaster. And the combination of not holding up your end of the bargain with some of the epic fails that have taken place this season, and then not being able to address your fan base in a way that's relatable and approachable and understanding. Listen, I'm not saying he needs to sit there and do one of two things, because I don't want that either. I don't want him to sit there every week and just pound the table and yell and scream. That's inauthentic. And I don't need him to sit there and pout and moan and be and complain that, you know, woe is us because we lost our quarterback. And he doesn't do that, to his credit. But there's got to be a healthy medium, right? There's got to be a situation where you can be Raheem Morris and you can have the right messaging and you can have the right tact and you can have the right approach to dealing with your fans and dealing with the fan base. And time again, between he and Zach Robinson, they've just overwhelmingly, I think, missed the mark in communicating properly. And it's a shame. It really is, because you have an opportunity now to go out with five games left and try to prove something and try to prove that you deserve another kick at the can. And comments like this today, I don't think help. Comments like this today, I think, set you further apart from your fan base and set you further apart from the people that make the decisions. If I'm Arthur Blank and I'm sitting up there listening to that, I don't love that, right? How could you? Like, Arthur Blank right now is feeling the heat of a fan base who's as frustrated as they have been in quite some time. Arthur Blank is processing 4-8 in a way and in a world in which he never thought this was possible. Arthur Blank is processing this right now and seeing his coach meet the media and not have the fan base react at all at this point. And just it's become a collective eye roll. And it's an eye roll until something like this happens. It's an eye roll for me until something like this happens, which is a shame because that means it's either anger or indifference. And that is not the spot you want to be in if you're the head coach of a team. And today was the latest example of that. Today was the latest example of me hearing that quote, getting angry and feeling like I needed to share this with the fan base. Because this is not okay. This is not what I expect from my head coach. To basically just be a shield for them publicly, no matter what goes on behind closed doors. We need accountability. I'm not saying come out there and call Jamal Agnew a bum and say he doesn't deserve to play football anymore. It's not that. There's nuance to it. There's layers. Right. There's layers to it. Mike Bell, maybe, you know, maybe I like a deep dish pizza and he's more of a thin slice kind of guy. You know, Michael, just come right out and say it. 404-726-0929. Sam is up next. Sam.
You know, the thing is that I was the guy, I said for the longest, you don't want to hire and fire coaches every 2 years. That way you become the Cleveland Browns, you know? And I'm the guy, I'm like, hey, look, get a guy a chance to fix it. He took over a losing team. Fix it. Let's go. But he lost me. And if you lose me, you know, the don't hire and fire every 2 years, you took over a losing team, Shaft Time put it back together. But it's not even so much that they're losing, but it's how they're losing. Every single week, you find a new way to lose games, winnable games that are already won in your back pocket. That's a sign of a dysfunctional locker room, which is a result of
Sam,
losing
they
the
lost,
locker room.
They lost 5-1 score games.
And I mean, we cannot have this with professional athletes. Well, good professional athletes. There are some horrible Falcons teams. This isn't one of the best, but there's no way they should have lost these games the way they lost them. That seems to me that they're not prepared. And, again, if you lost me, the don't hire and fire every 2 years, if I'm tired of you, I can imagine how everybody else feels. Win or go home.
Great stuff, Sam. Appreciate the passion, man. It's exactly what I'm saying. Sam is the perfect – I'm so glad Sam was the next caller that called in because it perfectly reiterates what I was just saying. Sam is the guy. Sam is the guy that Raheem Morris is talking to, that he put the wall up against. Sam is that guy who backed you, who had your back until you lost him. And make no mistake about it, you lost him. Not the other way around. Sam did not give up. You lost him. You're 4-8. It's unacceptable. You're 4-8. Trip is up next. Trip.
What's up, Turtle?
Yo.
All right. Good evening to you, man. It's great to talk to you. Personally, I think some weird curse has struck the Falcons that started back on January 4th of 1981 I'm still brokenhearted losing to the Cowboys in that playoff game. And it seems like ever since, nothing's ever really gone our way, the way we need it to go, the way this city deserves. And, you know, hopefully some changes happen here soon in the offseason. I don't believe in getting rid of all of our, you know, our great players like, you know, Bijan, Drake London. You know, hopefully things can get turned around for us. And hopefully next year we're blessed with a much better team.
Yeah, that's the hope, right? But the thing is, Tripp, I don't even think you need a much better team, right? I think the word I keep using is spackling. I think you need to spackle the team. You need to rework the O-line a little bit. You need to get depth at linebacker, depth at corner. But this team does not need, a complete roster overhaul. They don't need that. I really don't believe that. We had that conversation the other night because I had people that were so distraught on the Falcons flyover after the loss to the Jets call me up saying, trade Bijan, trade Drake, trade everybody, get the first round pick back, draft the, yeah. Again, thank you, Mike Bell. Me and Mike Bell, by the way, Friday, Twin Peaks and Buckhead, 2-6. Band's back together. Come say hi. Have a beer, have a brew, have some chicken wings, and come hang out. I don't think they need that, but I had Falcons fans calling me, and then I had them last night too, calling me and saying, Turtle, there's nothing to see here in terms of this team. The roster, the players, everything is broken, and just get whatever you can and push this thing in a new, completely fresh direction. I don't think that's needed. There's too much talent on this roster. But what they do need is a head coach that understands and connects with its fan base in a much better way than Raheem Morris has done. Again, the comments today about taking bullets for the players completely just missed the mark for me in terms of accountability after what happened on special teams last weekend. Listen, I know he does stuff behind the scenes that we don't know about, but it's about the messaging. It's about being the front-facing leader of an NFL franchise. And he, to me, has missed the mark when it comes to making the type of bold, passionate statements to connect with your fan base. And to pretend that that doesn't matter or that that doesn't exist or that that's for y'all, nah. Sorry, Raheem. Just didn't hit right with me today. All right, enjoy the Hawks. Again, no Jalen Johnson. We'll see if they can get it done against the bad Clippers team. Let's go Hawks on 92.9 The Game.